So, she says, swirling the glass stir rod in our beaker, I was thinking about binge-watching that new Netflix series everyone's talking about, Dark Horizons. You seen it?
I blink. She's asking me about Netflix?
No, but I've heard it's good.
Are you into sci-fi? She presses, tilting her head.
Yeah, actually. I relax a little, grateful for the shift to safer territory. I mean, I'm more of a fantasy guy, but I'll watch anything with a decent plot. Her eyes light up.
Same. Oh, God, I hate when shows are all flash and no substance. Ugh.
She rolls her eyes, and the way her nose scrunches up when she does it is so fucking cute. I have to resist the urge to reach out and... Okay, stop. Don't be creepy, Jason. Don't be creepy.
Are you free tonight?
She asks suddenly. My stomach drops. Is this a joke? Tonight?
Yeah,
she shrugs. But there's a flicker of something in her gaze. Nervousness, maybe?
I mean, unless you got plans, but if you're down, we could watch an episode or two. My roommate's out of town, so...
She trails off, but the implication hangs between us, thick and electric. I swallow hard.
Yeah, I'd like that.
20 minutes later, I'm standing outside Bianca's dorm, my hands sweating as I raise my fist to knock. The door swings open before I can, and there she is, barefoot in these tiny sleep shorts and a cropped hoodie that rides up just enough to show a sliver of toned stomach. Her hair is down, messy in a way that makes her look even hotter, and her lips are glossy, like she just licked them.
Hey,
she says, stepping back to let me in. The scent of her, warm, sweet, female, hits me like a punch to the gut. Her room's small but cozy. Fairy lights strung up over her bed, a half-empty wine glass on her desk. The TV's already pulled up on her laptop. Dark Horizons paused on the title screen.
You started without me?
I joke, rubbing the back of my neck. She grins.
Nah, just got it queued up. Wanted to make sure it worked.
She pats the space beside her on the bed.
Sit.
I do, hyper aware of how close she is, how the mattress dips under my weight, bringing me just inches from her. The heat radiating off her body is maddening. She hits play, and the show's ominous intro music fills the room. But I'm barely paying attention to it. All I can focus on is the way her thigh presses against mine. The way her breath hitches when our arms brush as she reaches for her wine.
You good?
She asks softly, glancing at me.
Yeah.
I lie. Whew, I am so fucked.